something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
I'm Sasha Shipway, and this is The Netball Show with Mizuno. Lindsay Keeble has been sharing her memories and how she ended up wearing the red dress.
Lindsay, the World Cup is days away. You've been part of that national side, so let's look back on Little Long Legs. When did you first start?
I was really lucky enough to start when I was 16, where I went for a trial, and I actually met people like Ebony Beckford Chambers, and I met other massive England stars, and managed to secure a second trial when I was 17 and got into the under-19 squad for England, which was impressive. And I think that was way back in 2000 and, oh my goodness, 6 or 7. So a fairly long lifetime ago.
The under-21s as well then followed. I've got that date. That was 2009 when you finished fourth. Who else was in that squad?
Oh, it was a bit of a dream squad. We had Jo Harton. We had Serena Guthrie. We had Stacey Francis, Ebony Beckford Chambers, Ella Clark. We had myself, we had Rosie Allison, we had Monique Wood, we had loads of people in our core, which was really, really cool. We were really lucky and blessed, but unfortunately, we also played against some serious, impressive Jamaica sides, including Romilda Aking and Janelle Fowler. So we sadly missed out on the bronze. And Australia had like Ash Braz, Caitlin Bassett, Maddie Brown, all these amazing people who played. So it was a very, very tough 4 year World Youth Championship.
Joe is on the floor with just some of those names. 2010, that was the first national squad call-up. So how prepared were you for that? How did you find out?
So I was invited by the then coach, Sue Hawkins, after having sort of a couple of months off to do my PGCE. She asked me and Rosie Allison if we'd like to come and join on a tour, and we were training partners. And from that, we then got invited to be in the squad, which was absolutely amazing. And it was my first experience of being with the England squad, which was just an absolute dream. The people who were in the team were lovely. Jay Clark, Juva Mental, everyone was just so fantastic and just really helped with making it such a positive experience.
Did you even have mobiles in 2010?
Yes, we did. Everyone had those good old Nokia 3210s.
Yay, with Snake.
We were Snake. I think by that time we'd gone to like flip phones and stuff like that, so we were way above what we normally have.
You played Australia a couple of times. What's that like for a player?
I mean, playing Australia is incredible. They are tight man-to-man defending, they are rapid, they are short, sharp, and they're very, very physical. I think probably 15, 20 years ago, you didn't really have much interaction with Australia, like you played them in Test series, but now we've got players who are playing in their league, playing them inside and out, and it just proves that if you get used to something and you're aware of something, it's so much easier to play against. So when they won the gold medal at the Commonwealth Games, it made sense because, you know, they're playing Australia all the time, so... Yeah.
And at that time as well, facing Australia around that time, who else did you share the court with?
Let's think. I had Jade, Rachel, Serena, Joe, Layla. So pretty much the whole English squad that's probably around now. A few people like Tamsin was in the team, Pamela Cookie, Joe Bin, Sarah Bayman. So quite a few names that people recognise. And now our coach is Karen Atkinson.
Yeah.
All those amazing people who fortunately are still involved with netball now, which is amazing.
Being at Mavs last season, you've obviously seen the influence that Shadeen's had at Storm, Marika at Stars, Leanna and Caroline at Thunder. So how important are they going to be as part of this World Cup coming up?
I think the fact that we've got so many internationals across all leagues is phenomenal, and I think it's only a good thing for netball. I think it's something that's going to bring a lot more excitement to the World Cup. I think you won't be able to rest on any laurels. I don't think there's going to be any easy games or any games where you can write off or know that South Africa will come fifth, because I think everybody's gunning and everyone has an impressive looking team on some level that can do some real damage to some of the top four teams.
What about Jeeva's, Helen's and Nat playing in the Suncorp?
Well, watching those guys week in, week out, I'm glued to that app. I absolutely love it. I just think they're doing such a good job out there, and the fact that they can play in and out of world-class netball, you can't get anything better in the world. So I just think it's amazing, and they can only bring back what they've learned to the England squad. And the girls are amazing. They're amazing people. They're so kind and generous and so humble with all the amazingness they achieve all the time. And you only have to look at how invested the Australian teams are in them, that they are so valuable to those teams and they bring so much to them. And you can only imagine how amazing the England squad must be now, where people are enjoying it so much and then producing a massive wins.
Have Sash and Kadeen tapped you up for some freebie tickets then?
I actually don't know. I haven't asked. I've been very lucky to get my own hands on my own ticket. So I've got one for up for the first weekend for the World Cup. So I get to see, ironically, England versus Scotland. Ooh. But I also get to see Jamaica, Uganda, and I think South Africa as well. So I'm quite lucky. I'm gutted I can't see Shelley playing from Northern Ireland, but I'm sure she'll do great.
What would be a prediction? Am I going to draw you on a prediction?
I think it will be... what I'd like it to be would be an England-Jamaica final, because I think that would just be amazing to have those sort of two teams at the top. But I have a feeling Australia will work its way through. They're such a solid team, but I think it will be an England-Australia final if it can happen.
It's fair to say you live and breathe Mavs. 10 seasons down the line, you'll be taking it easy getting ready for Feb?
We'll have Fast Five beforehand and we'll have lots of other training programs before that as well. So just got to keep the old body ticking over, you know. It doesn't get any easier the every year you play, you realise you're that one more year older. So, you know, you've got to take it steady, not burn out and not be injured by the time it comes around to the season.
Jodie Anne Ward is expecting Jamaica to surprise a few people, as she told Nikki Price at the end of the season.
I think Jamaica will surprise a lot of persons because they're not really expecting a lot from us at this point, because we have not been on the international scene for a while. They haven't seen us since Commonwealth Games, and most of our players are split across Australia and England, so they haven't seen the squad as a whole. So I think they're not expecting a lot from us, but we will surprise them.
And what will the build-up be like? How long will you spend with the squad before the World Cup?
I will be spending roughly a month, but the persons in Australia won't be coming to Jamaica. They will just be linking us in England. So those persons will I think they will do a good job here as well, because they've been playing with the team for a while. So the connection is still there, but it's just a link, going into the World Cup.
Marijke Holthausen told us how she felt when she heard the news that she was selected for South Africa in the Netball World Cup.
It's just such, I think the one word that can describe it, and I did describe it like that with my 100 cap, is just grace. I've been through two major injuries in my career, and to come back from that and to say I've played 100 caps for my country is really just grace, and it's such a privilege. And I wouldn't change anything about it. I've learned so much, I've met so many people, I've grown as a person, and just loving being able to be out on court and not only represent my country but just enjoy the game that we love so much.
And the support the Proteas will have throughout the UK during the World Cup.
Yeah, I think we've got support across the world, really. We've been taken up a few Protea players in leagues in Australia, New Zealand, and over here in England. So, and I think with our performances over the last 2 or 3 years, we've really broadened our supporters base, and I think people like backing the underdog, and that's what we are.
Norma's an incredible coach, but what in particular has she brought to your game?
Yeah, she's the information she gives and the insight she has to the game is just, you can't compare it. And she's pushed me to new levels, and she still does. She challenges me in every training, and I try to be better and implement that throughout all trainings and matches, especially with Stars as well. The focus is always to implement what she wants me to do in a prettier setup. So. She's just an incredible coach, and I've really been privileged to say I've been coached by her.
Shadeen, who is now part of the Thunderbirds, joined us earlier in the year alongside Siggy. They shared their thoughts on Norma Plummer as a coach.
Norma's been with us quite a while, and I think she and the assistant coach, Nicole, they bring a new vibe into our team as well. We've got so much respect for them, and they bring more intensity and just...
They make sorry, and they just make a person think about the game differently. Mm. Like, yeah, it's just like the way we always thought about netball, they just bring it in a new line. So you're like, your vision just opens slightly differently. So it's like a bit more competitive.
Yes. Yeah. And there's always something new to learn. Like, we don't like, wat is stagneer, Siggy?
We don't stagnate.
Thanks.
We don't stagnate. Like, it's not that we haven't had one camp where we do the same things twice. Like, for example, every time she brings new exercises, new drills, new like game plans, for example, in so that we can grow our game.
And Shadeen was pleased with the call-up for the World Cup.
Yeah, super excited for Netball South Africa taking part in the World Cup team. I think this year is going to be unpredictable and it's up for grabs for any team. So I'm super excited to be part of the national team and represent my country in the Netball World Cup this year.
Bongi, who's had another strong season at Wasps, shared her thoughts on South Africa being awarded the World Cup in 2023.
To host the Netball World Cup 2023 is really exciting. I think for all the hard work that has been put in by Netball South Africa, and obviously not denying the performances, but the Spar Proteas and the work that Noma and Nicole has put in since they joined the side has been really great. And I just feel it's more of a reward to get something like this huge. And to be honest, if you think of it, I think it's more of what the country and Netball as a code is going to benefit out of this. For all the countries to come to us, we definitely have to start preparing and putting plans into place, facilities, everything that needs to be available for netball to be a great sport and to be able to host other countries will have to be there and be ready for the World Cup. And I think even when the World Cup finishes or before that, then all the girls back home can benefit from those things as well, which can just grow the sport in our country. It's been just amazing, and I like the fact that all the girls in all corners of our beautiful country will get to really like watch their netball icons. And sometimes you have role models from overseas and you can't even see them, but you feel you'll never be able to meet them. And I feel those girls will really appreciate the fact that all the netballers, the best in the world, will come to them. And it's just, it's amazing. I think it's what we need at this stage, and it does give us a great time to prepare for it, which is really nice. Looking forward to it.
As ever, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at The Netball Show. Make sure you tweet us and give us your feedback. If you like the podcast, leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to the show. We're also on Facebook, also The Netball Show. So, yep, check us out, and thank you so much for listening.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and, you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.